Welcome to Beyond Grit, the podcast that seeks to create and foster a community of people who want to learn, develop, and employ the 10 powerful practices to gain a high-performance edge. Whether you're an athlete, a parent, a coach, or just someone looking to improve yourself, the Beyond Grit podcast shows you step-by-step how to reach your peak potential. The Beyond Grit podcast is based on the book Beyond Grit, written by Sindra Kampoff, PhD, founder, and CEO of Mentally Strong Consulting, and a professor at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Sindra, a keynote speaker and entrepreneur, is also a certified mental performance coach for professional athletes, executives, and championship teams from around the nation, including the NFL's Minnesota Vikings. Sindra's co-host is Tim McNiff, Emmy Award-winning news and sports journalist, strategic communications consultant, and storyteller for the National Sports Center. This is the Beyond Grit Podcast.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Beyond Grit, the podcast. Tim McNiff with the one and only Dr. Sindra Kampoff. Sindra, what episode would this be?
This is episode 6, and we are pumped. We're excited that everyone's listening today.
Yeah, we're on to two hands now. Amazing. They said we'd never make it.
We made it to 6.
We sure did. It's been very, very fun, too. How was your week been?
It's been awesome. I had a great opportunity early this week to talk to Compere Financial. So that was really fun, 2-hour workshop. And just got done with the Maverick football team down here in Mankato doing a workshop for them. They're playing home tomorrow. So good week. How about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, man. I've been getting an education on a certain line of product and working with some people on it. Great opportunity there. But it's one of those things where you don't know something and you start to learn about it. And then you just see it everywhere. You know what I mean? It's like you can't, well, how was I so blind to this before? So it's been, I've been getting education this week and school's never really been my thing. So, I'm teaching an old dog new tricks.
That sounds like a limiting belief.
I got plenty of them. Just stick around with me for a while. You'll hear a number of them. Limiting belief. Beautiful. All right. Now, as we said, this is episode number 6. Beyond Grit, the book, this is what we're talking about. You can see it behind Dr. Kampoff to her right. I've got my copy right here. I suggest you get yours or, the workbook you can get along with too. But what we do is we go through the 10 practices that will make you gritty. 52 chapters. We are going to review. Last week we talked about chapter 5, and that was plan your destiny. Destiny isn't something that really happens to you. It's a plan, correct?
Yes, and we've talked about goals. I gave everybody like a homework assignment that's one of the most powerful ever to write down everything that you want in the next 20 years to help you kind of plan your destiny. So did you do it?
I'm going to tell you this. I tried. Did you know something? This is gut check time.
Isn't it?
This is where the rubber hits the road. I think I've said it like 2 or 3 times, but this is where the rubber hits the road because you may need to help me with mine because as I did this, I'm of the belief that you get things by giving things. You know, you have to be outward in your approach. Do things for other people, and the karma comes back and finds you. But I found myself making my goals for, you said, write down everything you want to accomplish in the next 20 years. So many of them were so inward-facing, and I didn't know how to get around that. And trying to put a year versus 5 years versus 10 years versus 20 years on that, I struggled with this homework.
Yeah, well, it's not easy. I've done it probably 5 times in my life. And even I just told you, last week that I had to come back to my list and look at it again. And it's okay that some of them are outward, they're inward facing, because really what we're going to talk about today is the how. And the how might be outward facing, right? But you got to know. To know what you really want, right? You got to actually spend some time thinking about it. And so many people don't actually know what they want, and they kind of go through their life just day to day without really clear direction. So it's okay that they're inward focused because that was the assignment, to think about everything that you really, 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 really wanted. So,
but it's funny when I thought about what I really, really, really wanted, most of it was about my wife and my daughters.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. So I'm not doing it wrong necessarily is what you're telling me.
No, and there's not really a wrong way to do it because I think, everybody's different. Everybody wants different things. And that's the power of an exercise like this is to connect with what you want. So I love it. So that's what you meant by inward facing.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm to the point, I think I've said this before, in January, I will turn 57. And if I think about it in terms of 20 years, 20 yeah. years, I'm pushing 80, if I'm lucky enough to still be here. And I right. think at that part, you're just like, well, I just hope I have all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. And, you know, I've left things in pretty good shape, because you're looking at your own, for me personally, I'm thinking about my own mortality at that point.
Sure. And even when I think about 20 years from now, right? Like, sometimes I have to do the math to figure out how old I really am, because I forget, you know, isn't that funny? But I do, I forget, I feel like I'm 20, but I know I'm not. You know?
I know.
You know, but yeah, I mean, it's how it's difficult, because you think, well, for me, that'll be like at the end of my career. And then I think, wow, what do I really, 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 really want to leave by the end of my career? You know, and that it does, it kind of puts it right in front of your face. That's why I think it's really powerful. So it might be something you have to come back at. Maybe last week you wrote a few things down, or maybe you wrote 10 things down. But, you know, I think it's something you got to review at least once a year. But before you move on, like, maybe come back to it in this week, so that you can make sure that your list is exactly really what you want.
I love it. All right. Good enough. So now you said we're getting into sort of the how, and that's chapter 6, and that is rule your day. And you start the chapter by talking about a sprinter. And I thought it was interesting that the story that you told and the way you used it, because it took me back. I actually picked up the book and I'm like, well, if I think about him right off the top, I think about him in terms of chapter 1, grit over gift, but I would flip it, because I would think, this is a guy who got the genetic home run for what he does. I mean, there's never been anyone who's been built like him that can do the things that he can do physically. But then when, you know, you have the story, then you realize, yeah, he had all that stuff, but he had to work so hard to put it, you know, into position to take advantage of it. Same way as Michael Phelps. And I am referring to Usain Bolt.
Absolutely. And so some things that you might not know about Usain Bolt, because you're right, you think he's tall, he's really gifted, but he had to overcome a lot when he was really young. He talks about in his book how he really had to have self-control and discipline and really focused on being world's best. But before he even did that, he had scoliosis. Yep, had repeated injuries. So, but because of that, he had to make sure he kept his core strong, which that's one of the reasons why he was so like talented, right? As a sprinter. He also, you know, the traditional like 100 meter dash, you have 44 steps, 44 or 45 steps. He had to train himself to have 41. And so, you know, I think the point is that sometimes we think of these people that we see on TV or at the Olympics, or when we watch an NFL game, and we think, wow, that they are really so talented. But the key is that they've overcome discipline. You know, they've had to be disciplined. They've had to have self-control, and they've overcome significant adversity even to get there. So just remembering that we can do that too.
It really is. It drove it home. It was a good lesson for me to see personally, because it really did. It reinforces the fact that even if you've been given a lot, even if you're good at something, it really does require constant tending. You know, it's almost like a garden, or, you know, something like that. You've just got to stay with it. So you say in the book, the only way to live out your planned destiny, I like that, your planned destiny, and to perform at your best is to rule your day, colon, to get organized and disciplined with your actions and your habits. And then you hand out the following strategies to rule the day. Now, before I get into the following strategies, do you want to talk anything about what I just said about living out your planned destiny?
I think the powerful thing is, you know, the last couple of episodes, we've really been talking about your goals and developing your grit. And it's important that you know where you want to go. But I think the next step is even more difficult. And that's like, okay, now what do I need to do every single day to get there? And what the best do, you know, the Usain Bolt, someone like that, but even the best in your field or your area, you know, they've known what they need to do every day to get to where they are. And that's what takes a lot of saying. I think the powerful thing is, whatever I say yes to, I'm saying no to something else, right? And so being really diligent and control, like, with your focus and your time, so that you can get to where you want to go.
Okay, so you handed out, what I love about the book is that you just don't tell people stuff like that. You give them the process for how to do that. And you say, start your day with a grit focus session.
So what this means is just 5 minutes every day. I think it's powerful to do in the morning, where you think about your goals, and you could even, you know, look back at the goals that you wrote down for last week, your long-term goals, but then think, what do I need to do today to reach that goal? What do I need to do today to reach my long-term goal? And this daily habit turns into helping you with focus and determination every day. Maybe even you couple it with like a mindfulness or meditation or just some breathing to help you kind of stay calm and focused, but to also remind you of what you want. And I think why you want it is key. So every day, when's your grit session going to be? Just 5 minutes. And I think the most powerful is in the morning.
Implement the daily activities you need to thrive.
So what this means is that, you know, so many of us maybe stay focused on our goal. We don't take care of ourselves along the way. You know, Tim, I'm doing some executive coaching right now, and I was thinking about this practice because I was thinking about these two execs that I work with, and both of them on our call this week talked about self-care. You know, that they're caring for all these other people, but they're not caring for themselves. And so what's really important is, you know, to do the work that you are meant to do, you got to make sure you're not exhausted or burnt out. So what's something every day that you want to do to be your best every day, to care for yourself? So that might be like some mindfulness or meditation in the morning. It might be a daily walk. It might be you want to go and exercise, you know, at noon. It might be making sure you get 8 hours of sleep, but just these daily activities that you got to schedule them in so you take care of yourself too.
And, you know, that's one of those things that when I worked I didn't work a 9-to-5, but when I worked a regulated job schedule, I was good about it. I brought my stuff to work, so I'd go work out, you know, because I knew if I went home and changed clothes and I sat down, I would never make it to the gym. So I brought my stuff with me, so I'd go straight there. Really good about it for years. Since I've become an entrepreneur and now I'm on my own schedule, I don't do it. I mean, I'm here and I have more opportunity to do it, but I always feel like, you know, if you do that, then you change clothes and that's 20 minutes. And then you go work out and that's 20 minutes. And then if you take a shower and you do something, that's 40 minutes. Now you've been away for an hour and a half and you come back and maybe you got to eat something now or, you know, whatever that is. And you're never quite as sharp as you were when you just stayed in the flow. So as it is, I don't get out of the flow.
Yeah, you're right. And I think what people maybe don't realize is by doing that exercise, sure, it's going to take you 30 minutes, an hour in your day, but you're going to be more productive throughout your day because you just took care of yourself, right? Your mind's going to be more focused and you have more clarity. So I think that time ends up, you know, you get back that time, but also you feel better. And, you know, that's what life's about, is to, you know, you just don't want to go through it just tired and exhausted. You can't do your best work if you're not taking care of yourself.
I think I've got to start like setting an end time for my day, like around 3 o'clock or something. Like everything, I think that's, I have to start scheduling it, and it's got to happen late afternoon. So I just stay with it for as long as I can, but I make sure I get that in because I'm going to come back and look at it again before the night's over. So I think that's got to be my new process.
Awesome.
So I appreciate that. Tim. Well, take the time to plan to accomplish your goals.
So what this means is think about what's a one-year goal that you're going after, and then what do you need to do today to reach that goal and that dream? And the key is you got to plan it out. So maybe every day that means you're going to lift weights. Maybe, you know, when I was running a lot as a college athlete, it was like, okay, every day I needed to make sure that I lifted 45 minutes. But what do you need to do to accomplish your goal and your dream? And then, like, guess what? It takes a lot of self-control. And, you know, the way I kind of think about self-control is like a muscle. The more that you train it, the stronger it becomes. And for example, if your alarm goes off and you're the kind of person that just keeps on hitting snooze for 20 minutes, right? That's a habit you're creating. So why not just train yourself when it goes off, you get out of bed. You know, you don't make any excuses. And that's what you need to do, is kind of resist those temptations along the maybe the squirrels, right? The shiny objects.
Oh yeah, shiny objects.
Look really good, but really aren't going to help you, right? Because whatever you say yes to, you're saying no to something else. So by saying yes to something, maybe you're saying no to your self-care. Or, you know, by saying yes to sleeping in more 15 more minutes, what are you saying no to?
And then you say the last one is ask for support.
This is really important because nobody does anything by themselves. So by asking for support to your goals and your dreams is essential. So I would encourage you to think about what's one person who could be sort of like your accountability buddy, your accountable person that you could share your, you know, what you just wrote last week, your 20-year, 10-year, 5-year goals with them. And then you can share your 1-year goal with them too. And that could be somebody just, you know, that's going to support you, but also nudge you and push you, because you don't want just like a cheerleader. You want somebody who's going to say, you know, Tim, hey, I thought you were going to do that. Hey, Syndra, I thought you were trying to go after that goal. What happened? You know, so you need somebody who's going to really support you, encourage you, but hold you accountable too.
Now, let me ask you for something in your life. Can you use your husband in that sort of role?
I can. But I usually tell him that I have to, like, I might say, hey, could you remind me in this way?
Okay, because it doesn't work well for me using my wife in that sort of capacity. It just always ends up like, yeah, I'm sorry I said anything. I'm just going to go do my thing. You just go on through life.
Right. But it probably needs to be somebody who is more like a friend, or somebody who's, because, you know, it might be a little bit more difficult to do with your spouse. But how about a teammate if you're on a sports team? You know, maybe it's, you know, somebody that, that's just a really good friend that you could share your goals with, because you need somebody to support you and give you some, you know, just some encouragement along the way, but also hold you accountable.
So your next point that you had, you say every day you need to resist the things that take you away from your goals and vision for your life. And I just want to show you something quickly that either I do this and I'm good, or I don't do this and I'm not nearly as good. But what I try to do is the night before, make a little to-do list of what I have to do. And
Love
then I
it.
Put checks by them. And the checks I find to be really empowering. And so I don't know why I get away from it. Because when I do it, I'm so much more powerful, because like so many people, I just struggle with procrastination. And this really helps me to get through it.
That's awesome. So the list of the night before helps you kind of stay focused throughout your day, right? You could even take it up a notch. And something I have in my workbook is I have like a daily schedule where you lay out, you know, every 15 minutes I'm going to do this. So you could even take that list and then plug it in. And I would guess that you'd even be a little bit more focused by thinking, okay, how long do I want to spend on this? Where do I want my focus to be? Every day I do that, man, that I just crush it on that day, right? So you could even take it one step further and do that, Tim. But what you just said about, you know, you need the self-control to resist the things that take you away from your goals. You might have heard of this study called the Marshmallow Study, and it was done in 1972 with a professor named Walter Mischel. And he asked young kids between 4 and 6 years old, he gave them a marshmallow. And then he said, you know, if you can wait and not eat the marshmallow, I'll give you a second one. So only 1/3 of the children waited long enough for the second marshmallow. But the powerful thing is that they like looked at, in a follow-up study, they looked to see what those kids who did resist the marshmallow, what they were doing, and they had higher SAT scores and lower body mass index, which basically meant, you know, that they could delay gratification. And isn't that so much what success is all about? Is, you know, that you stick with something in the long haul, even if you don't get these marshmallows along the way.
So if people hear me saying, don't eat the marshmallow, they should know that what I'm saying is repeating to myself, don't take the low-hanging fruit, just hang in there.
Yes.
Better things await.
Better things await. And isn't that, like, don't you have to use your self-talk to be able to handle that? You know, like, you have to tell yourself to refocus and tell yourself to wait instead of just jumping into whatever looks shiny and like a sweet marshmallow.
Yeah, I'm not good. You've got to retrain me, and I'm telling you, you got your work cut out.
I'm not perfect either, Tim. So I got to reset every day.
And the bottom line of this whole thing was, you said greatness and high performance take attention and daily dedication. It's not like you wake up and 6 months later you take the wrapping off and it's way better. It's like I said earlier, it's like tending a garden. It really requires attention every day.
Yes. Your mind requires attention and your grit requires attention.
All right. What's our homework associated with this chapter?
So your homework is to think about what's one of your yearly goals that you have, and then write down your daily activities that you need to reach that 1 year goal. And then make sure you include kind of your self-care activities in there too. So write down the daily activities that you need to reach that 1 year goal. What do you need to do every day to get to where you want to go? And then make sure you're caring for yourself along the way. That's key.
Okay. So I'll take the easy way out. You know, the part of the that I'll keep telling myself is I get to work out today because Cinder said I have to. That'll be my get out of jail card.
You All get right. to. You get to, not have to.
Get to. That's right. So gritty person of the week. Do you want to start? Or you want me to start?
I'll start this time.
Okay.
So my gritty person of the week is Eliud Kipchoge. He just ran the first person ever in the history of the world to run under a 2 hour marathon. And he did it, in 4 minutes and 35 seconds per mile, which was mind blowing that he did.
Mind boggling.
26.2 miles. And 19 other elite runners helped him stay on track. He ran a 1:59:40. And I think what's amazing is I just saw I was following along with the race, but I saw the ending when everyone lifted him up and I said, wow, this is so empowering. And I saw some of his tweets and he has this hashtag, no human is limited. And I thought, isn't that really what we've been talking about so far on this podcast is don't limit yourself, really continue to believe and dream big about what you can do. So Kipchoge is my gritty person of the week.
And he gets his name associated with the record. But as he said, emphasizing what you just said minutes ago, he couldn't have done this without the 19 other guys who went in and out of the race to help him maintain that pace. Again, nobody does anything by themselves.
Exactly.
All right. My gritty person of the week. Have you ever heard of Greg Wilfart?
No, I haven't. Tell me who Greg is.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You've seen Greg. You've seen Greg hundreds of times, perhaps even thousands of times. And yet none of us really knew, who he was.
Okay.
Because Greg's career, the last 19 years, though very public, was always spent in the persona of something else. He was a brand ambassador for one of our local sports teams, and he served as their mascot. And I would see Greg, and before I got to know him a little bit, the Major League Baseball used to have a home run hitting contest. And every year he would win that home run hitting contest. And I used to look at my partner Kim and I would say, how does the guy in the bear outfit hit a softball better than I do without any of that stuff on? How does he do that? Well, that wasn't the only way he really mesmerized me and really got my respect, because no matter the weather, no matter if it was early morning, news, or well after the 10 o'clock end of the game, first one there, last one out was that mascot. And he made countless hospital visits and so many instances where he was the brand representative for that team with the youngest and the most impressionable and the most precious of our fans. And I never in 19 years saw him make an error. And this week, Greg Wilfart found out he is no longer part of the team. Now, every organization, it's their prerogative, to change personnel. But there's a right way to do it, and there is a not so right way to do it. And for Greg Wilfart, things have just gotten gritty. So I just want to give him a shout out on a job well done, and to say that, nothing happens alone. You got friends and you'll get through this. Be gritty.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. I always get heavy with the person of the week. You got to stop me from this. Sometimes it's got to be something light, right?
Well, it's powerful, right? I can see it in your eyes that, that you really thought about who you've chosen. So thank you, Tim.
Well, I just couldn't not have seen him so many times with kids. I was at the same events. And he was unbelievable, And I just sometimes think these sports teams, they think about the dollar values of the people on the field. But what about the people that handle your brand on a daily basis and in so many different ways? And in this case, like I said, with their most valuable commodity, their future fans. And for all those kids, their first association with that team was through that mascot. And he built them, you know, they can't pay him enough for what he did, much less.
And if you think about it, it's really the person behind the scenes, right? And so many times we see these elite athletes playing, but we do, oh man, there are hundreds of people that have supported this team. So yeah, I appreciate
it. And it's almost the opposite. Like you can be like a great athlete and you can pretend to be a good person when you're with people. But you know, when you're the person in the mascot outfit, you really can't pretend. You got to give of yourself to all these kids. You know what I mean? And kids who have all ranges of, you know, how they interact with you. I never saw him do a bad job with any of it. So as impressed as I was with his athletic ability in a bear suit, his people skills in a bear suit, 10 times beyond that. So I'll get off the podium now and we'll wrap it up. Anything you want to say on the way out, Dr. Campos?
I want to tell everyone this week to be mentally strong and continue to focus on what you want and every day work to get there.
Beautiful. We want to thank you for listening to the Beyond Grit podcast, where we seek to help you reach your peak potential. You can check out this and other great content on the NSC blog page. That is Beyond the Bench, where you can also leave us your questions and comments. For Dr. Cinder Campoff, I'm Tim McNiff. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, everybody, stay gritty.
Stay gritty.
Thank you for engaging with the Beyond Grit podcast, where we help you reach your peak potential. You can find past episodes and other great content on the NSC blog page, Beyond the Bench, where you can also post your questions and comments. The Beyond Grit podcast is a production of the National Sports Center and Beyond the Bench.